This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, VA. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Krupp Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit kruppmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Some of the boys behind the scenes getting ready for the stake-off. I got to tell you, I was trying to hook up a picture with a poll with tags on Instagram. It's a total pain in the ass. But you can follow us there at Sports Junkies Radio. You can vote on who you believe will win. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
I need to go season my steak in about 15 or 20 minutes.
I heard some stuff behind the scenes through the glass.
Okay.
That Mike Marr is bringing a cast iron.
Oh,
he's,
really?
He's taking it to. He's going next level.
Interesting move by one Mike Marr.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Okay. All right. We'll see how that works out for
good
you, sir.
Line. Hey, I was impressed when he whipped it out.
Yeah. That's next level hustle.
Yeah. Good job, Marr.
I just don't know. Like, do you use a cast iron skillet on a grill? Like,
fine.
I don't know how that really...
You put it over.
Okay.
And then maybe just put it on top. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll work.
I've never tried it.
You're supposed to finish it off, like, in an oven. Like, that's generally the way that works. But, hey, you do you.
Yeah.
You do your thing. We'll see how this plays out.
I usually always make it on a cast iron, but I've just never put a cast iron on a grill. But Google said I should be good.
Okay. So, all right.
So that's coming up in the 8 o'clock
you
hour.
A whole tailgate Ted's brings an oven alongside a big giant grill.
But it is a football Friday, and it is time to hit the skins here. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies to get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, boys, it's a big one. On Sunday, I know when you looked at the schedule, this is one, if you're a guy like me, kind of chalk up as a dub. Get a little nervous, but, you know, we should win. I'm picking us.
This is one you chalked up as a dub way before you knew how silly Jaden Daniels is going to be.
True. Listen, a lot of times I pick just based on I disrespect the opponent.
Understood. I know the bit. It's an evergreen bit.
Which, by the way, Drabby, you tweeted that guy that like was hating on us for doing like a steak bit or something or whatever. And then I went and I did the unthinkable. I looked at the comments. The number of people that hate this show is shocking. I mean, I've been doing
why
this
would
for
you look
so
at the
long.
Comments? I mean, like, that's
I don't
just,
know.
That's
it
so...
doesn't even bother me anymore because I've seen it all.
Sure.
But it's just like Redskins fans, they're so annoying.
I mean, that's like
I got a kick out of it.
I sort of did too.
Because what they don't understand is we don't need 100% of people like the show.
I know. I need about 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but it's about 6% going to the Hall of Fame.
We got 10%. We're
give
on
us
top
10
of the world.
To 12%, man. Yeah. We're just right.
10% is, yeah.
I mean, 90% of you guys can hate us.
Right?
I don't care.
Yeah,
it's wild.
I feel like some of those people are actually biggest supporters. They just like to hate with the comments.
You like to say that. I think there's people that truly do hate us.
There's definitely a segment of people.
It's always been that way. It's not a change. It's always been that way, but my God. And then they talk about our surface level sports knowledge, which I laugh at, which is basically true, especially when I pick a game based on I just hate the organization.
Look, you people can take shots at our sports knowledge, but our sports knowledge trounces 99.99% of the general population.
Everybody thinks they're an expert.
I mean, please bring it on.
So, 405 star.
Maybe not about baseball. I'll leave baseball off the side. There's some blind spots, but generally, we're ahead, way ahead of the game.
I saw one of those comments, though, and they're like, these guys just spent two straight segments talking about steak. I was like, actually, it's factually incorrect. We just had Spencer Carberry, the head coach of the Washington Capitals on the show. Then we did a steak segment. And then we had Daryl Green, Hall of Famer.
That is correct.
Of course, they exaggerate.
You got a beef with that? Steak off at 8 o'clock.
People hate Renaissance men. That's what we are.
it's wild.
We got a lot of different talents.
So, 405 start, that works for me. Actually, I normally don't like him, but coming back from Cornell, that's great.
Right.
Sleep
it's good
in.
For you.
Don't necessarily have to get up at 4 a.m. or something to drive home. Northwest Stadium, I still hate that name. if you're like me and you're watching it, Ian Eagle's doing the play-by-play. Charles Davis is the analyst. Evan Washburn, our buddy, is doing the sideline reporting. Big game. We pretty much dominate them. We're 6-3, lifetime at home against the Panthers. Unfortunately, last time we played them, we lost 20-13. But what are you going to do? If you look at the individual stat leaders, Jaden obviously leading the way for us. Brian Robinson on the ground. Terry's got 4 touchdowns for them. Andy Dalton, it's kind of turned things around for them a little bit. And then Chuba Hubbard, is that
Chuba Hubbard? You got
Chuba
it. I thought a few years ago, I thought it was Chuba Hubbard. That sounds better. Chuba Hubbard sounds better than Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
But it is Chuba.
I mean, he is a revelation to me. I don't pay attention to fantasy, so he's not one of my guys. But he's got 485 yards on the ground.
He's killing it.
And I mean, he's having a great job for them.
Really good season. And he chips in the passing game as well.
I put up this graphic yesterday of the Jaden Daniels effect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who originally put that out, but you can see this on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. And they had the quarterback since 2017 and the amount of points the Commanders scored per game with those quarterbacks. Do you care to hear the Jaden Daniels effect?
Yeah, I'd love to hear this.
So Kirk in 2017 led an offense that scored 21.4
Kirk,
points.
Kirk, he's my
game.
Guy. That is my guy.
It's love actually him. The best of the rest.
Yeah.
Okay, so 21.4 was the high water mark in 2017.
Now it gets grisly.
Alex Smith led an offense that scored 17.6 points per game.
It was the most boring offense ever.
Which was better than Case Keenum, who led a team that scored 16.6 points per game. Now, Alex Smith came back and led an offense that scored almost 21 points per game at 20.9. Taylor Heinicke led an offense that couldn't get to 20, 19.7
They're
points
close.
Per
round
game.
Up. I'd round up to 20 if I were TH.
That was the first year of Heinicke, because the second year of Heinicke was 18.9 points per game. And then Sam Howell couldn't get us to 20. He was at 19.4 points per game.
Just blame.
This year, Cliff Kingsbury, who was on probation for you after week 2, and Jaden Daniels led an offense that's scoring 29.7 points per game.
I round that up to 30. 29. Anything more than 29.5 equals 30.
I have him at 29.7. Is that what you have him at?
Yes.
Yeah, 29.7 points per game. That's second. But I don't know who's first, or maybe it's tied. Or the Ravens right there. Ravens probably have, they're probably one. Total offense, we're fifth. So I'm just looking at the stats and kind of just seeing how we compare to Carolina. We're a little all over the place, but we've got some areas where we're silly, right? We're silly in scoring offense. We're silly in third down offense. We're silly in total offense. We're silly in rushing offense.
Silly to the fourth power. By the way, the Lions lead the league in scoring at 30.2 points per game.
And then we're tied with the Ravens.
Tied with the Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks.
And the Ravens are right behind. The Ravens are behind the Commanders by 0.2 points.
Lions have played one less game, so in terms of total points, the Commanders are number one.
Gotcha. But then, so we're a little low, obviously, in defense. Total defense, we're 22nd. Scoring defense, 22nd. Passing defense, 19th. I actually thought we'd be worse there. Third down defense, 29th.
Yeah, that's not great.
They got to get this figured out. I watched Joe Witt's presser last night.
But weren't the Ravens like 9 for 12? I want to say they were something around there.
But part of it is lack of pass rush, because third downs, you need that pass rush getting to the quarterback in there. They're not able to do it consistently.
Witt actually said, he just says, I'll take the blame. I mean, he's one of those stand-up guys, like no BS. He's like, I'll take the blame. We lose this game. He says, but four plays killed us. If we don't have those four plays, we win that game. And he didn't identify which four, but he said it's communication. It's sometimes, he said, two times the play was communicated to the person and they didn't hear it or didn't execute it. One time they communicated the wrong thing and they did the wrong thing.
It seem like, all right, in terms of the passing game, that any time that Mark Andrews ran across the field or Zay Flowers ran across the field, they were wide open.
Maybe, but think about it. He knows more than me. He said four plays beat us. If we don't have those four plays, he said, they're going to make plays because they're a great football team. Mm-hmm. Lamar's going to make plays. You're going to give up some yards. But there were four plays. I don't know which ones he was identifying. Four plays killed us, and he says, then I'll take the blame for it. We got to get better. So I'll tell you what. He is kind of inspiring when you watch him. He kind of gets you fired up. When you watch Cliff, it's kind of boring. And honestly, when I watch Dan, and I think Dan's great for this team, he's kind of boring, he's very, like, calm.
You like a rah-rah coach.
I like a balls to the wall. I like a Gruden. I like the Grudens.
By the way, the Ravens were 6 for 10 on third down, not 9 for 12. Yeah. 60% is pretty good.
Anyway, but they did. He also talked about, Witt did, about the injuries. I mean, they definitely, they lose John. There's a couple other guys that are nicked up. They had, of course, signed a couple D tackles. So we'll see how they respond defensively. But when you look at Carolina, here's what's kind of scary. They're like good at nothing. Total offense 25th, scoring offense 28th, passing offense 23rd, total defense 29th, scoring defense 32nd. They're giving up almost 34 points per game, Cakes.
Right. I mean, this is why when you look at this game, this is a Carolina Panthers team that will be picking in the top three of the upcoming NFL draft.
Yeah.
And you can't lose to that team at home.
I mean, it's
can't fumble against that team at home, especially coming off a loss to Baltimore.
They're 32nd in scoring. They're worse in the league in scoring defense. They're 23rd in pass defense. Mm-hmm. They're 31st in sacks. They're 30th in rush defense. They're 30th in third down defense. They're 27th in time of possession. I mean, everything points to why we are favored the way we are.
I'm wondering.
Just got to execute.
I know
that. Got to get it done.
I know that B-Rob is practiced this week. I'm wondering if they just feel like we can beat this Panthers team by giving Eckler the ball, McNichols the ball. Let's rest B-Rob for the stretch run for the second half of the season.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to play him.
I think they need to secure the win. So if they feel like he's their best running back and he's shown to be their best running back overall so far, they're going to play him. But I think in the back of their brains, they're like, we can handle this Panthers team and give B-Rob another week of rest.
All right, so here's the question, and we'll open it up to you callers next. Is there a scenario where they get tripped up and lose this game? Can Andy Dalton lead the Carolina Panthers to a win against Washington at home? This is the first time they've been favored this much at home since 2017. It's been that long since they were this big of a home favorite. Can they be tripped up by the Carolina Panthers and Andy Dalton? 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. We'll tackle that next here in the Junkies.
Welcome back. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a football Friday. Going to take your calls here momentarily at 800-636-1067. Anybody scared of the Panthers tripping up the Washington Commanders, who are installed as an 8-point favorite at home? Maybe 8.5, maybe 9.
I'm officially not
scared.
Can
Andy Dalton trip them up?
Not scared.
I do want to mention that Valdez may be taking advantage of Mike Maher right here for your stake off.
All right, yes.
Because you guys, it's not really a level playing field in that.
How so?
Because Valdez is Mike Maher's boss.
Okay. Yeah.
And Valdez said, hey, can you hold down the board?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm heading out to do some seasoning.
Right. He's got to get his
So if Mike
prepared.
Maher wanted to do it, he couldn't because he's been put in his place.
In fact, he might have already done
it. We're not going to start grilling the steaks for at least an hour. He's got ample time during one of the commercial breaks.
You know, that's what I did the first break, right?
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying that there's a slight competitive advantage here for Valdez.
Yeah, sure.
Putting Mike Maher in his place.
Everybody's looking for an edge. Yeah. That's all everybody's doing
truthfully,
right now.
Valdez kind of has a competitive advantage on you guys because you got to be on the air during these segments.
It's okay.
He might be gone for 20 minutes.
It's all good.
I mean, there's nothing he can do right now that will save him when the steaks go on the grill. That's the real showtime.
Mike Maher's very confident. I do like his bravado.
He is very
and his swagger.
Very, very confident.
He has a lot of swagger.
You know what?
And the Commanders fans should be confident.
The Commanders should take the field with the same sort of Mike Maher level swagger against the Carolina Panthers.
I'll give you an example. I don't think this is going to happen. I talk to a buddy of mine who coaches high school football. I said, how did you do last week? Team he normally smokes. He said, we got smoke.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
I said, what happened? He said, they returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown.
Mm.
He said, then we fumbled. They scored. Then we fumbled again. They scored. And then
spiraled.
We fumbled a third. He said, it spiraled. He said, we were down 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. And ended up getting smoked. The game got away from them. Sometimes that happens.
Well, much more likely the Panthers get smoked than the Commanders because the Panthers are the worst in the league at points against, at nearly 34 points per game. The implied team total for the Commanders is 30 points.
Right.
Vegas is expecting Jaden Daniels and company to roll out 4+ touchdowns on this awful Carolina team.
I think that's likely to happen. The game which I mentioned yesterday for Carolina to look at for me, and they didn't win the game, is the Bengals game because Commanders played the Bengals. Commanders didn't punt in that game. The Bengals didn't punt in that game.
Yeah.
So the Bengals defense can be had, and in that game, Carolina put up 24, kind of hung in there with the Bengals, and I think the Bengals are better than their 2-4 record. I think the Bengals are still going to make the playoffs if you look at the AFC picture. But Carolina could get on a heater offensively. Like, it wouldn't shock me if Andy Dalton threw 3 touchdown passes. But I think more likely is the Commanders' offense is going to continue to roll. But there's a possibility, you know. I mean, the matchup predictor on ESPN has Carolina winning 25% of the time.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones.
That's high.
800-636-1067. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Andrew in D.C. Andrew. What's up, buddy? You're on the jump.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey. So here's my take. I agree that, like, with Jaden, they're likely to put 30 points on the board at least. But let's just say Jaden gets hurt in the first quarter. Then we go to Mariota. And I'll tell you, that one quarter he played, he sucked.
Why? Hold on. Why are you just automatically taking it to the worst-case scenario? You got Jaden sidelined.
Right, well, All I'm saying is, if that happens, suddenly all bets are off.
I mean, if that happens with any team in the league, you go to the backup. It's usually a precipitous drop.
But remember too, the reason why the Panthers put points on the board is because our defensive line is pretty banged up right now. Not only is Allen out, but John Baptiste is out. Dorrance Armstrong's nicked up.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Farrell is probably still not 100%. And so suddenly, Dalton, who should be like sacked 5 or 6 times a game, actually has time to throw. And I could easily see him putting up 21-plus points. And so if you discount the offense because something goes wrong with Jaden, then we lose that game. That's my take.
I
get what Cakes is saying about, Carolina's offense generally being inept. They did put up 36 against the Raiders. Now, I know the Raiders stink.
Mm-hmm.
But in that game, Andy Dalton had 3 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
I think all in the first half. Threw for 319 yards. And Chuba Hubbard had 114 yards.
JP, you know what
rushing.
That was? That was the outlier. Artificial dead cat bounce for Andy Dalton, because that was the week that he replaced Bryce Young as the starter. It was an artificial sugar high, unsustainable. You look at this defense, the only team in all of their losses that didn't reach 30 points was the Chargers. And the only reason they didn't reach 30 is because they were strangling them to death with the running game.
Mm-hmm.
And they won the game 26-3. Like, this Commanders team, unless they have the worst outlier, abhorrent offensive day of the year, they're going to score 28-30 points. Maybe 35
I think so too,
points.
But could Carolina score 36 like they did against the Raiders?
I feel like,
in that game, Deontay Johnson, 8 catches, .122 and a touchdown.
I feel like they can maybe score 20 or 24 against this bad Commanders defense mm-hmm. that's shown to be a little bit better in the past few weeks. But I don't see them getting a 30 ball against this defense. I'd be pretty shocked if that happened. If it becomes like a 35-31 shootout type of game, I'd be a little bit surprised. I just don't see them steamrolling to like a 28-30 point performance. But I could be wrong.
One thing they have to do, they have to get back to that running game.
Right.
Establish that.
Oh, you're going to see that. Yeah.
Sets the tone for everything.
Yeah.
And that's where you do want B-Rob to be healthy. And, because I like McNichols and I love Eckler, but B-Rob's a key part of it. And Kingsbury talked about it too. Like, he's big in pass protection. He's kind of a big piece in everything.
The beautiful thing for the Commanders' offense is they can either attack them on the ground, where the Panthers allow 111 rushing yards per game, that's 23rd in the league, or through the air, 187 yards through the air per game, that's 23rd in the league. They're equally bad at both facets of defense.
By the way, those numbers are very similar to the Commanders' numbers on defense.
I know. I feel like there's better personnel because, hello, the Commanders have Jaden Daniels.
We have better offense.
And the Panthers are trotting out a placeholder in Dalton.
With Dalton, includes what are they scoring per game just with Dalton? Take out the Bryce Young game.
With Dalton.
So
all right,
it started against the Raiders where they scored 36.
36, 24, 10, 60, and 20.
70, 90 in what, 4 games?
That's 4 games.
And that's
that he's
90
been at the
points
helm.
By my quick math, if that's correct. Yeah. So what is that, about 22.5?
22.5 points per game.
22.5 per game. Okay. Going to take 24 to beat them. Minimum.
I mean, the Commander should score 24 if they were half blindfolded. Every single player. Every single player the Commanders takes the field with an eye patch like a pirate, they should score 24.
All right, let's go
to my opinion.
Richard in Front Royal. Richard, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Richard.
Is there a scenario? Give us the scenario where the Commanders lose this game, where they're huge favorites. What's up? Actually, as Jason pointed out, as of yesterday, the biggest favorites on the board.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time that happened? Richard.
The only way that we don't win this game is obviously if we just don't show up. Because at the outlook of this game, there's a reason Josh Harris wanted the alumni weekend and the jersey ceremony retirement on this week, because they knew we were going to come in and steamroll the Carolina Panthers. If you look at Week 2 against the Giants, we took 7 red zone trips. Sure, we didn't get in, but we've made adjustments since then, and we've gotten so much better. And the Giants are arguably, especially on defense, better than the Carolina Panthers. In my opinion, I think we hang 50 on them, and I think it's not even a chance that the Carolina Panthers have come anywhere near even thinking about beating the Commanders
this
on Sunday.
This is old school skins bravado.
This is old school.
This Kool-Aid drinking.
How popular. What if they do put a 50 burger on them?
Oh, then it's on.
Any of the fans any of the fans or anybody who have any doubts that we're going to lose or win or whatever, it's probably a little bit of PTSD from the year because, you know, like, oh, we lost against the Ravens, so we're going to lose again next week. But honestly, I don't see that happening. We make way too many adjustments. We make way too many corrections in our faults. And I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to be really deep in his bag. And honestly, running game is going to be awesome. Passing game is going to be awesome. Defense is going to be the defense. I don't want to go there. But sure, Andy Dalton's going to throw two touchdowns. I think we get two picks. Chuba Hubba Bubba Hubbard is going to have, sure, 100 yards maybe. But honestly, I think we just outshoot them and we get too many stops on defense. And there's no way the Carolina Panthers beat us. No chance.
All right.
Thanks, pal. You're right, brother. He's puffing his chest out.
And listen, if you're wrong, you got to call back on Monday, okay?
You got it.
You
got
to own it.
Thank you, buddy. A
lot of bravado.
Has anyone mentioned the special teams game?
No.
Look, Seibert can't get the ball in the back of the end zone.
Are you with me on that?
I complain
about it every week.
I saw it at the Ravens game firsthand.
It's
definitely something.
Yeah.
If you're giving them an opportunity
We're giving them five cracks at it every game. They're going to bust one.
If they bust one or all of a sudden after every kickoff have good field position, if Dalton can start the drive at the 40 or 50 yard line every single time.
Were you watching him warm up?
He's got a nub leg.
But you made that 55-yarder with ease, which shocked me, to be honest with you.
I know, because it looked like he tried to kill the ball on the first one that was ticked.
Yeah, kick it low and it got blocked.
But he definitely has a nub's leg. And if the ball can't get through the end zone and you're giving them.
The only thing is, everyone says, and we just got to ask, that they're doing it on purpose. And the only thing that I'll give them some credence to it is, he's not taking a big windup. He's only taking like three steps, which leads me to believe maybe he's doing that on purpose. Maybe they've done the math and they think they can get him.
Also, maybe their analytics are, hey, when they return it, they're not getting to the 30.
Well, that's what I said. They've done the math.
Right.
So maybe that's what they're doing. But I'm with you. It appears he can't kick it out of the end zone. I would much rather just kick it out of the end zone and take kick returns off the board.
Yeah, just don't even worry about it. Because, isn't the kick return, the whole dynamic kick return setting up so that
you can have more kick returns? Yeah.
So
I would
want to eliminate that.
Right.
Just to clear something up, the Commanders aren't the biggest favorite on the board. The Bills are.
What are they now?
The Bills are a 9-point favorite over the Titans.
What are we?
Eight.
Minus eight.
Okay.
Well, it's one of the bigger.
Changed because as of a couple days ago, Lurch is usually on top of that.
Or Jason missed it.
That's possible.
But they are expecting a lot of points to be scored. 51.5 is your total.
Well, Daniel thinks that we're going to get 50 ourselves.
Well, he's drinking the Burgundy and Gold Kool-Aid.
All right, we got nobody answering the phone, so I'm just going to punch it up. Yeah, I'm going to go to line five. I can't see the name, but hey, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, morning, fellas. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. What's going on?
So you guys have already kind of glanced over it, but I think if the Red Rocket can kind of catch lightning in a bottle here and just heave it up and have sort of angels in the outfield just guide it into the breadbasket.
He's the Red Rifle. You got
to
get your nicknames right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a while.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
At this stage, but yeah, I think we got the right guys in place. Just go out there. I mean, again, if Cliff, I'm trying to honor the segment here. Maybe if Cliff reaches too deep in the bag, pull out some stuff that isn't ready, and it backfires. But, you know, I'm also adopting the new mindset. You know, I'm not being pessimistic. That was the team's past mindset. So I'm all in. JD5 is going to go out. The rest of the team going to take care of what we got to do. You know, in this league, you beat up on teams you're supposed to. So I think we go out there and do it, and JD5 wins his rookie of the week.
I think it will definitely – thank you, buddy. I think it will definitely prove – that we're at next level, we've turned a corner if we just shove it on them, to quote Kate.
Thank you for stealing my term.
If we just truck them like you think we should on paper.
Right. It should be like 28-10 at halftime. Like 28-10, cruise to an easy victory, just run the ball down their throat in the second half.
Cakes, you sleeping on the revenge game angle? You're usually a big revenge game guy.
Revenge game. This is a revenge game.
There's a lot of little turns.
Who am I sleeping on? Who am I missing?
Jeremy Chin.
Ah, Jeremy Chin, that's right. longtime Carolina Panther.
And Luvu.
Oh, Frankie Luvu. Double Commanders defensive guy revenge game. Oh, they might get that. They might get the 50, even though those guys play defense.
You know, they could have. Oh, by the way, Joe Witt did acknowledge. He says, listen, I don't want to compare players, but we're using Luvu the way we used Micah.
Right. Good.
He said, fantastic. We're kind of doing the same thing. We're putting him on
unleash
the end.
That guy.
We're putting him over the center.
Yeah.
We're putting him at linebacker. Mm-hmm. We're blitzing him. We're doing it. We're using him like we use Micah.
Not your guy, Jamin.
I think they tried with Jamin, yeah, and they like Luvu better. I think that's what they did.
Coming up next, we'll talk some fantasy football. Dave Richard from CBS Sports will join us. If you have a question, you can give us a call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines right now at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We have our Great American Steak Off coming up at 8:20.
Yes. Correct.
Looks like we're getting the wiring ready for the judge's table.
I feel like I'm not mentally prepared for this.
I think I'm good. My steak is out of the refrigerator. It's coming down to room temp. I'm about to season it.
I just put Mar in a blender.
I heard.
Why?
Yeah. You swiped the steak, didn't you?
I swiped the steak that he was eyeing.
The porterhouse, yeah. And he gave him the Nubs T-bone.
Yeah, I gave him the T-bone.
T-bone actually cost more than the porterhouse per piece.
It should be okay.
So people know.
I don't think the T-bone will fit in his cast iron.
That could be a problem.
That's the move I did.
Yeah, he's the mayor of Tilt City, Mike Marr, right now.
I know.
As we speak.
Now, hold on, Drab. I need to go over this. I know we got a lot going on, but
Dave's on the line.
Yeah, I know. Got to get to Dave in a minute.
I know. Are we literally all cooking at the same time?
Yes. We got a Comrex down there. Not only
so you have four spatulas or whatever. Like,
oh, I brought my own tongs. Like,
I didn't.
I think
that.
We got a few tongs down there.
Let's.
Nobody said you got to bring your own.
Got to be prepared.
No excuses.
Nubs griller.
Hey, also you're going to be broadcasting at the same time.
Yes, correct.
I'm taking a Comrex down there.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I could do it with a plastic fork. It's fine, but it just makes it easier. I mean, it's fine, but it does make it easier.
Maybe Tailgate 10 has tongs that you can borrow. I don't know, but I brought my own.
He's got an entire 4x4 van down there.
Yeah, he's got
so much equipment down there.
Tailgating supplies. He's good.
Right. I don't like the footprint, but that's fine. we'll make it work. Maybe it'll be more entertaining.
Complaining has begun. Yeah, here it is.
No, I mean, I've never seen four people cooking on one grill before. Like,
it's a 6-footer. There's plenty of room.
We're all big.
It's fine. We're good to go. Don't even sweat it.
Big asses.
It's good. Yeah. We'll each have our own spot.
All right.
Dave joins us right now. CBS Sports Fantasy Football Expert, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave for all your other moves. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. You can always ask for my guy Justin over there. They are the best. Hey, Dave.
I think I want to be where you guys are if you guys are making steak.
Yeah. Steak for breakfast.
Symphony.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah. I mean, you guys have a tough job, I got to tell you.
It is. It's brutal. Mm. Jason is not here. He went down to Virginia Tech, so I'm going to act as Jason and ask you 20 questions.
Don't worry, I'm
already answering
his questions.
All right.
Yeah, he bombarded me with questions.
I know he did. I'll make mine quick. Do you like Connor or Downs in a half PPR?
I think I'd lead Connor, assuming that he's active.
Okay, so you got Connor there, and Darnold or Kyler at quarterback?
I'm taking a step back from Kyler Murray.
I am too.
Really good games this season. Everything else is in the pits. Darnold is taking on the Lions without Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
That should be enough.
Right,
but he's also coming off a bye. Offensive line's healthy. Receiving core is healthy. Run game's a question mark. They might need to lean on Sam Darnold. That's a real sentence in 2024, and that's what makes him a top 10 fantasy quarterback this week.
Like it.
So
like
this
that.
Is pretty amazing. Maybe it's changed because of injury status, and you can fill us in more, but I was perusing the Fantasy Football Today Instagram, and I saw a quote from you. Dave Richard, would you start Drake May over Patrick Mahomes in week 7? And what did Dave Richard say?
Dave Richard said, I'm crazy, but yes. And remember, fantasy football is a game of statistics. Mm-hmm. It is not a game of who's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday, who's going to be the league MVP. Okay, Mahomes has Drake May beat. But we're talking about a quarterback in May who's got a strong arm. And I listen, he's not a perfect prospect by any means. And his first game, he made a lot of bad plays, but he also made a lot of really good plays. His long touchdown to Kayshawn Boutte, that's a real person. Yeah, it was a dime. And he's got DeMario Douglas to throw to. That dude is the fastest receiver, certainly the quickest, on the Patriots offense. And I think he's going to have to throw a lot. No Ramondre Stevenson in the matchup. And they're taking on Jacksonville. Pretty much every quarterback that Jacksonville has faced has put up north of 25 fantasy points. Oh, and Drake May will run a little bit.
Yeah,
compare
sure.
that to Mahomes, mm-hmm. who's playing the Niners. Tough defense. His best receiver is Juju. His best tight end is Travis Kelce, obviously. His run game is down to Kareem Hunt. He's going to need a couple of massive splash plays. And the track record says that Patrick Mahomes does not make as many splash plays as he once did.
All right, let's head to the phones. Time is running short, actually. We have to get through these calls. Let's lead off with Fred in Centerville.
Hey, Fred. You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, thanks, buddy. PPR, Dave, need two. Flowers, Mooney, or Hill, and then Goff or Richardson.
I didn't lock in, Dave. I botched it. Cakes, you answer.
Oh, repeat that. I'll do my best. I'll do my best, Dave Richard.
He says Goff or Richardson. Ooh. So Richardson's getting his first start. He's tantalizing, was one of the top guys before.
I can't rely on him. I have to go with Goff between those two. And who are the others in the PPR?
All right, we lost
He's
him.
Gone.
All right,
okay.
Let's go to Donnie. Cakes can answer.
I'll try. I'll do my best.
Yeah. Trying to get Dave back.
Yeah. Donnie, go ahead. You're on with Cakes, the fantasy expert.
What's up, Money Metal Cakes?
What's
man,
up?
I got two of them, man. I need Josh Allen or Sam Darnold or DeMario Douglas and Jordan Addison.
I got to go Josh Allen.
I think I have to. Yeah, I've got to go Josh Allen there and probably DeMario Douglas.
All right.
Catching balls from Drake May.
All right, Danny. All right. Thank you, buddy. All right, here we go. Dave, I'm sorry. That was rude. Cakes' fault.
I knew it was Cakes.
Yeah, it's my fault.
There you go. All right, let's go past to Jacques. Jacques, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
How's it going today?
What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you can do something, if you can say something to make me feel better about putting Kyler Murray into my lineup. I could put Drake May in there, but it's been hard every week watching Murray. I just kind of do nothing.
I think Dave's going to say play Drake May over Kyler, I would guess.
I mean, I would play Kyler over Mahomes, but I would play Drake May over both of them.
Right.
And again, game of stats. This is a quarterback who's going to not necessarily throw 40 times a game, but he's got a great matchup against Jacksonville, and he's going to run a little bit. He should be good for two touchdowns, at least 200 passing yards, at least 30 rushing yards, hopefully not many turnovers, and maybe a little bit more than that. And maybe there's even some garbage time that helps Drake May out. But I would take Drake May over the other quarterbacks. If you can't stomach it, if you can't do it, you can't trust it, that's your team, and it's your issue. Other quarterbacks, by the way, that I would start ahead of all those guys, Geno Smith, you mentioned Sam Darnold, mm-hmm. Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers might still be on your waiver wire in a few leagues.
Yep.
And Anthony Richardson might have been dropped in your league. You should double check to see if he's available. I would start him, presuming that he plays. If he doesn't, Joe Flacco would be a start over all those guys.
Hey, would you just grab Richardson and stash him if he's on like the free agent wire at this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What's the risk?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing but upside.
I'm starting him this week.
Okay.
Hmm.
You just hope that he's a little more accurate and that he rushes for 60 or 70 yards.
I have Anthony Richardson and Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it's not great. Your quarterback situation is very dicey.
Not great.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris. 6-0 in that league,
That's
though.
Good, though.
Chris in Woodbridge. You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I need two for the flex. Davante Adams, Zach Ertz, DK Metcalf.
Wow, one of those things is not like the other.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised you had to call in and ask me, but I'll answer for you. Davante Adams is expected to play for the Jets.
Yeah.
His hamstring has miraculously healed.
Somehow.
And I'm expecting big numbers from him this year, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 targets a game. And speaking of double-digit targets per game, that's what DK had last week. He should have had two touchdowns in their matchup against the Niners. He had zero. It was a real dud. I would start him over Zach Ertz as well.
That could be a shootout. Seattle.
You're the man. Appreciate it.
Expecting it.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Eric in Orange. You want to do speed round?
We can do it next. We'll do it after Eric.
Eric, go ahead, bud.
If that last question was asked during speed round, he would have been dumped for stupid questions.
Yeah, so dumped.
Right.
I think people should be hung up on for saying in my flex spot. No one cares, and everyone knows.
Right. That's a good point.
Your love.
I mean, he's very militant.
You know what? Add that to the list.
No, I
add it to the list.
No, here's where I'll push back. In the flex spot is because, like, if you're penciling in like your RB1 and RB2, like the
it goes without saying.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's kind of implied.
It's kind of redundant.
It
okay.
It means nothing to Dave.
Okay.
It means nothing to anyone.
I don't know, man. He's making a good case.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Go
ahead, Eric. Purdy or Love, and then PPR, Zay Flowers, Kareem Hunt, Tyrone Tracy.
It's going to be Zay Flowers and Jordan Love, and it means something to me, damn it, to know if it's a flex or not. It means something to me.
All right, now it is time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions like asking if you're going to start Zach Ertz, Davante Adams, or DK Metcalf. No Bluetooth, no speakerphones, and do not disrespect Dave. It's not allowed.
All right, let's go to Scott in Odenton. Hey, Scott, you're on with Dave Richards. Speed round, go. I'm trying not to set him up.
Half point PPR, Jameson Williams, Zay Flowers, flex spot.
Zay Flowers.
All right, let's go. John McClain, speed round, go.
PPR, Jalen Hurts, or Baker Mayfield.
I like Hurts over Mayfield,
See,
and I love doing
PPR quarterbacks. That's a sticking point for me.
A PPR for a quarterback.
Yeah, that's dumb.
All right, let's go. David Sterling, speed around, go.
Full PPR and bonus points for long touchdown. Davante Adams or Jameson Williams?
Davante.
All right, let's go. Kevin, Baltimore, speed round, go.
Standard league. Need to play three. Derrick Henry, Kareem Hunt, Tank Bigsby.
It's a dumb question. Derrick Henry.
Never bench Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Unless he shows up and he's had one of his legs amputated.
You're just showing off because you have Derrick Henry.
You play Derrick Henry.
That's not a question.
Play Derrick Henry with one of his legs
amputated. Derrick Henry is on pace for 25 touchdowns. 25. He's unbenchable.
That was our first dumb question hang-up ever.
was it?
Yeah, history.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go.
How dare you, sir?
Bob, speed round, go.
Garrett Wilson or Romeo Doubs?
Wilson.
I mean, borderline dumb,
but we'll let it slide. Well, it wasn't as dumb as the previous one.
Yeah.
So he gets a pass.
We can't mock everyone. Not everyone's locked in like you, Cakes. Not everyone.
Sorry.
Let's go to Joe. Speed round. Last one, buddy.
Daniels is my number one quarterback.
Daniels is your number one on the board.
Numero uno.
What do you, Drab, what do you think? You still think he's not sold?
Any given Sunday.
Right. Playing well.
Dave, thank you as always. Yeah. We appreciate you being flexible and switching up your schedule. We do appreciate that, sir. Have a great weekend.
Remember, well-done steaks are for nobody.
Except Roger the engineer.
One of our judges. Yes. Oh. Believe me, it's throwing me for a loop.
I'm simpatico with you there, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
Of course,
Dave.
Good.
Of course, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves, yes, Dave. For all your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. Fridays with Feinstein next here on The Junkies.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.